Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're going to empower you. That's what we like to do. And thanks for joining us here on Herb Talk on American Voice Radio. We are going to be talking about engineers and what that has to do with your health. Yeah, we live in the age of engineers. So we're going to talk about that. Also, we're going to talk about how you can protect your arteries, keep them nice and clean. And also, I want to talk about one of my favorite herbs, one of them anyway. I got lots of them, but I love red clover. So we're going to talk about how you can tap into that, because you know what? Coming up real soon, the clover in your yard is going to turn bright purplish red, and it's time to harvest it and what you could use it for. We got lots to talk about there. And we do have a quack report, but first, coming up, August is here. And so coming up, we're going to be talking with, of course, Dr. Carly on the 20th. That's the third Tuesday of the month. She's always here on the third Tuesday. But the week before, on the 13th, we're going to be talking with Dr. Paul Kinzinger, and he's got some natural solutions, he says, to nail fungus, which is that pesky stuff people call me about all the time and want to know what you can do naturally instead of taking some of the prescription drugs they want you to take for nail fungus. The good doctor thinks he's come up with a solution, so we're going to check it out. Hope you can join us on the 13th, and if you know somebody that has nail fungus, tell them they need to tune in. Okay, and what else do we have? Well, you know, August is developing. We may have some other guests. We'll just have to wait and see what turns up in August. The dog days of summer here, kind of wet and muggy here on the East Coast, getting lots of rain. Of course, I know the West Coast is burning up, literally. So we need to seek the Lord's face, y'all. We just need to, you know, mind the time and pray for righteous leadership, pray for this nation to be salvaged from the destruction that we are all witnessing. And, you know, I mean, even Stevie Wonder can see we're in trouble. So mind the time, hit the knees. You know, it's our job to ask the Lord for his help. That's what he says, you have not because you ask not. So make sure you ask. Lift up all of them, righteous men and women in America for leadership, and let's clean it up, okay? Whew. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thank you, Frank. GlaxoSmithKline is in the news. Hey, guess what they admitted to? They admitted to criminal bribery. Just to enhance drug sales, expand their market, reap profits like you couldn't even imagine. I bet you couldn't even wrap your brain around the profits they get. Yeah, GlaxoSmithKline senior Chinese executives broke the law. Boy, you talk about losing face over there. $484 million worth of humiliation. Yeah, apparently it's a big scandal. There was cash, there was briberies, there was sexual favors. I mean, it gets really kind of yucky. Certain senior execs at GlaxoSmithKline, they said, acted outside their normal processes and controls. They breached Chinese law. The agency has issued a apology and a statement. Mm-hmm. And of course, I guess the authorities in China accepted the apologies, but you know, they did violate Chinese law. They damaged the markets. They engaged in bribery just to raise drug prices and to reap inappropriate profits. So, we got problems globally, don't we? When we've got wickedness, just running amok. All right. Next up in the quacker, what do we have? They think they have a cancer breakthrough for those folks that are partaking of chemotherapy for their cancer. New science that was conducted at the University of Michigan, it's published in the Journal of Nature. They said your intestinal health is the key, they said, if you want to survive chemotherapy. Survive chemotherapy? Well, hey, chemotherapy is pretty deadly. The number one cause of death for cancer patients is the chemo, and the number one side effect to the chemo is more cancer. Well, this clinical study, they used some mice. They injected it with lethal chemotherapy drugs that would kill most of us. The challenge was to treat, they think that this was their challenge. They wanted to be able to treat later stage mastocytic cancer without killing the patient before they wanted to kill the cancer in the patient before they killed the patient with the chemicals. So they said the key is, probiotics, they said. Get some more probiotics. Really? Chemotherapy, you'll survive that if you have more yogurt? I don't think so. Dandelion root is what I would be doing. I can't prescribe. I can't advise anybody, but I can tell you what I would do if I had cancer. I'd be hitting that dandelion root, doing my organ cleansing and my immune boosting. That's what I'd be doing. Last but not least in the quack report, cherries can make you happier, they say. Cherries, the fruit, bright red little tart cherries. The tarter the cherry, the better, they say. Yep. Lots of antioxidants in this little bitty cherry. Significant increase in antioxidant levels. They say, well, they'll deliver a weight loss solution for you, they say. Reduces the, I guess, you know, instance, the urge to overeat, okay? Lots of fiber, of course, in the cherry. And only 100 calories per cup. And they recommend you eat at least a cup and a half a day. Also, they say full of nutrition. It'll boost your iron and your calcium and some vitamins like A and C. They also say cherries are pretty good for the heart, too. So if you have heart disease, you want to maybe work some cherries into the diet. Also, they're good for blood pressure, they say. And lastly, also good for arthritis relief. So uric acid helps to the cherries help to relieve the joints of the uric acid and also painful inflammation. So go out there, I guess, and get some organic cherries or make a cherry pie. And that wraps the Quack Report. Thank you, Frank. Okay. I want to remind you folks that if, you know, we got lots of great information here on Herb Talk. Of course we do. And if you missed the show or you want to share this information, you can notify your friends. They can hit the archives on American Voice Radio's website or on the powerherbs.com website and share the download. You know what I'm saying? And if you want more information, we can check out our friends at Seattle Organic Restaurants. You can find their banner link on the links page at thepowerherbs.com. And why am I mentioning them? Well, they have lots of nutritional articles there. If you're trying to, you know, transition to a healthier lifestyle, they can help you out. Lots of great stuff there. And, of course, you may even find an article from yours truly there. So check them out, Organic Seattle Organic Restaurants, and you can just click on their banner and get on over there at thepowerherbs.com. All right, we're going to be talking about the age of engineers. And, you know, I've noticed something. Yes, I have. At no time ever before have the engineering fields, you know, the field of engineering, it's exploded with knowledge and possible advancements. But not just any engineering field. More specifically, it has to be in the field of engineering that exercises no limits, no restraints of any kind. And that includes ethics. Now, I have nothing against practical advancements and breakthroughs. However, it seems that the scientific psychos have taken over engineering fields of medicine, agriculture, and your utilities. Now, without ethical and moral restraint, these and other scientific fields will be incubators of malice towards creation. Now, I want to give you a heads up and what's coming and how you can protect yourself, okay? I want to touch on this new area of engineering called tissue engineering. Maybe you've heard about it. There are some new specialties in the scientific medicine area, and one is the field of tissue engineering. Now, what this field tries to accomplish is to manufacture artificial body parts. Now, obviously, this is an extension of modern medicine, and the job of tissue engineers is to make kidneys and bladders, hearts, ears, you know, those things to replace our original equipment. Now, they prefer to make body parts that reduce the risk of rejection. So they involve stem cells, usually from the patient. However, they have to grow the tissue in the lab in vitro, and just having human stem cells, well, that's just the beginning. The engineers then will add tissue from other animals, like a pig, mouse, rat, cow, sheep, and then they mix it with the stem cells to multiply the tissue cells. And then, when it gets to growing really good in the petri dish there, then they'll stretch this new tissue out on wire mesh, kind of like a scaffolding, to give it shape. And then they attach this to either the inside or the outside of a lab animal for a blood supply to feed the tissue. Next, they're going to harvest it off of the lab animal and transplant it to the patient. Now, most of us would be really disgusted if a doctor brought us a cup of animal blood and asked us to drink it. You know, the animal blood is in the transplanted tissue. The animal RNA and the DNA is going to affect human genetics. So the other engineering marvel of replacing organs is actually to just gut them, you know, take out the inside tissue and just leave a shell. And, you know, for instance, your kidney, they would just remove the filtering tissue inside the kidney, and then they would pump it full of stem cells from the patient, you know, into that gutted organ and hopefully grow new tissue and you know, hopefully the kidney actually works. I mean, who thinks this stuff up? Well, let's look at another area of engineering. It's called, it's an area in the food technology area, but everyone by now is pretty much aware of the genetically modified foods in agriculture. You know, our corn, our cotton, our soy really no longer represent on a cellular level what God created. So the future GM crop casualties on our horizon are going to be rice and wheat. Now, some proponents of GMO say that there really isn't any nutritional difference between conventionally grown and GM crops, and that the GMO, well, they're just enhanced with some built-in pest, drought, and fungus protection, which, you know, offers, you know, higher crop yields to feed the bulging population of the world. So if you've done any research on this, you know that we are not being told everything, and half the truth is still a whole lie. Now, the Institute of Responsible Technology has some serious reservations when it comes to GM foods. For instance, foreign genes disrupt the DNA at the insertion site, and gene insertion creates genome-wide changes in gene expression, and it can accidentally switch on harmful genes, and it can promote the activation of a dormant virus in the plant. Now, I think everyone can understand this concern. Gene insertion can cause changes in proteins, altering thousands of natural chemicals in plants and increasing the toxins or reducing the phytonutrients in those plants. Now, if you would like to know more, there's a couple of links that we're going to have on this for you to do some more in-depth research for yourself. We'd like to include that additional information for you if you do subscribe to the newsletters that we offer on the PowerHerbs.com website. So they go out weekly. So if you want to sign up, you can go to the PowerHerbs.com and click on newsletters, and they're free. Okay, you can subscribe for free, and you can opt off the list anytime you want. And there's two. There's the American Survival Newsletter that goes out on Tuesdays. Lots of people writing for that, and lots of great information from different areas, the financial markets, the vaccine industry, of course, herbs, and so forth. And then we have the HealthQuest newsletter that goes out on Friday. So if you want to sign up for that and get it tomorrow, you can sign up for that. It'll go out tomorrow. Usually goes out by noon. So you have some time to sign up for that. And that's all about herb secrets and some healthy things. And what's really great, too, is you'll receive discount coupons that you can use towards your Apothecary Herbs products. So if you're, you know, thinking about cleansing or boosting immune system or getting ready for the fall, you can sign up and get some really great free information. Plus, you can get a discount break on your herbal products. So check that out, thepowerherbs.com. Click on newsletters and sign up today. All right, now getting back to our food technology, you know, if GM foods weren't enough, the agricultural engineers are creating fake synthetic food for the world to eat. Scientists at Maastricht University in the Netherlands, they hope to deliver to a grocery or fast food restaurant near you laboratory-grown hamburger. Now, you may be wondering how that works. Well, they take stem cells from a cow, and they grow them in a petri dish. Later, they mix it with a little synthetic fat, and they make fake ground beef. Now, the food engineers, they really hoped this is going to take off, and they're going to have this tasting event. You can taste some of this fake meat. This August 2013 in London. And, it's there to attract investors, and I think it's invitation only, but they're going to be, serving it up. Now, so all they really need, according to these food engineers, all they really need is a few real donor animals for their stem cells, and then they can create any meat you want. And now the reality is that they will still need a real animal, preferably not a clone, for the stem cells. And you may be asking, why make fake meat when we already have real meat? That's what the herbalist and the naturopath said to the pharmaceutical industry at the turn of the century. Why do we need petrochemical drugs when we have the real thing? Boy, do we keep going in circles or what? Yeah, so why do we need this fake meat? We got real cows, pigs, lamb. Why do we need this fake hamburger? Well, the logic behind these scientists and these engineers is sometimes hard to understand. It no longer borders on insanity. According to Professor Post, who is conducting the research at Maastricht University, a huge quantity of genetically modified corn is needed to feed cattle. And this is burdensome, he says, to the agricultural community. And fake meat is going to normalize this strain on the world. Huh. Right. Obviously, these geniuses, they have forgotten that cows eat grass. Last time I checked, there was plenty of grass and hay. Now, this is what happens when you take food out of the food category and you put it into the technology category. You get insanity. Yes, you do. All right, let's take a few minutes and I know, I got to get through this. Let's talk about utility, the utility engineers. We got some utility concerns. This is the last part of this segment. I want to mention the utility engineers and their smart grid advancement technology. You've probably heard about this. We've mentioned it a couple of times here, the smart meters, But we have politicians in Washington right now wanting to change the way utility resources are delivered and used. So energy efficient basically is the term that they're using. They're batting that around to justify all these changes. So right now in Washington, D.C., the Smart Grid Advancement Act of 2013 is in the works. Okay, it's gone to be reviewed. And this would change the way we receive our utilities, like electricity. So essentially, the politicians want smart meters installed on all the homes and the businesses, and they also want to upgrade appliances to have built-in smart meter technology. So this new law would require all utility providers, even rural co-ops and municipal utilities, to be part of this smart grid. So your Energy Star appliances, for instance, will communicate with the smart grid like your cell phones do with smart cell towers. Okay? So that's the whole thing. Everything communicating with everything, right? Right. All right, so saving energy is great, but some folks have some concerns regarding the safety of this new technology and also with regards to privacy. Now, smart grid technology can be intrusive, and with the recent NSA surveillance privacy issue, there is some significant reason to doubt that this is solely about conserving energy. So if you haven't researched the smart meter technology, I encourage you to do so. As usual, we are not being told everything about this smart grid technology, because inside the smart meters is a second transmitter, which is called a Zigbee, and your utility company most likely is going to deny this. But the Zigbee is designed to control up to 15 appliances in your home or workplace, appliances like your refrigerator, washer, dryer, dishwasher, air conditioner, and furnace, computers, that kind of thing. So this technology has been said to produce a lot of dirty electricity and can make you sick, okay? So, again, if you subscribe to the newsletters, you'll be getting some links on how you can, you know, see what scientists are saying and researchers are saying about this. And you can scan for dirty electricity at your home or your office and see how much that you're exposed to with a very inexpensive rad meter. And if you want to check out the rad meters, I got one. I mean, when I got mine, I went around everything. I went to my computers, my routers, my microwaves. I don't like microwaves, but, you know, I just went around and I wanted to see what I was exposed to. Yep. Even checked out my neighbor, you know, kind of from afar. He has the smart meter on his house. Yeah. Pulses every 4 minutes, that thing does. Anyway, if you want to go investigate the dirty electricity in your environment, where you work or live, you definitely want to pick up a rad meter, and it's not that expensive. You can go to thepowerherbs.com and click on links and look for the rad meter banner. Those folks at Rad Meter are very cool. They answer your questions. You'll usually get your rad meter in about 10 days and works every time. Love mine. You know, I got to say, you know, did you ever think you'd be living in a world that with each passing decade, it becomes more toxic and hostile to your health? Who knew, right? When you were kids playing on the schoolyard playground, that this would be happening? Fake hamburger meat, GMO, dirty electricity. You just said, what? Well, you know what the Bible says? A lot of answers in that Bible. Hope you read it. The Bible says a prudent man foresees the evil and hides himself, but the simple pass on and are punished. That's Proverbs 27, verse 12. And this means the prudent man looks ahead. He sees the evil and prepares himself to be ready with an answer, while the simple-minded merrily go on oblivious and they wish they had prepared. So really, now's the time to find salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ and get prepared for what the Bible calls the evil day. So protect yourself spiritually, seek the Lord's face, protect yourself physically with some natural medicine that God says is good, is meat, and is for the service of man, which is his good herbs. That's what he talks about. If you read the Bible in Genesis and the Psalms, you'd know this. So call Apothecary Herbs for the best herbal formulas for immune boosting and organ cleansing and a few other things, and you're going to find out how powerful you can be with the Lord and his herbs to ward off the age of engineers. Yes. Call Apothecary Herbs. Get a free product catalog, 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, and of course the website, thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com is where your healthcare options just became endless. We got to take a break, but we're going to talk about your arteries on the other side. Be right back.
Blinded by the light, wrapped up like a douche, another runner in the night. Blinded by the light, wrapped up like a douche, another runner in the night. Diplomat in the dumps with the mud that the adolescent.
pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com.
Thomas Edison invented the light bulb. Henry Ford, the automobile. And herbalist Wendy Wilson? Well, discover for yourself. Listen to Herb Talk Live.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll-free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll-free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and we're going to talk about how you can take care of those arteries and veins, you know, and protect yourself from cardiovascular disease. You know, there's enough battles going on the last thing that you need is a battle of built-up cholesterol and plaque in your arteries, right? So our blood vessels, pretty much the highway of oxygen-rich blood that reaches all the body and your heart, of course. So, you know, when you have fatty debris, it kind of derails everything in the subway of your blood supply. So statistically, the top three nations of the world that are plagued with arterial sclerosis are Poland, Romania, and the United States. Now, Poland has about 30,000 deaths a year. Romania has about 16,000, and the United States has about 15,000 deaths from clogged arteries, plaque. So countries that are least affected by this problem are the Bahamas. They only have like 8 people die a year. El Salvador has only 2 deaths from this. And then the Cayman Islands, 1. So why do some countries have high mortality from arterial sclerosis and others almost none? Well, there are 2 big reasons. One is an unhealthy lifestyle that consists mostly of overprocessed and devitalized foods and dairy products. That usually helps with the propagation of cholesterol and to build up in the blood. And so lifestyle is one, and also pharmaceutical companies, you know, just love you not to know what the second one is. Well, let's talk about plaque. What is plaque? Well, it's made from cholesterol and calcium and other substances that are inside your blood. So plaque tends to slows the oxygen delivery. So it robs the body of oxygen, which often leads to maybe a stroke or heart attack. Now, other areas of the body that are going to be affected by the plaque are going to be your brain and your extremities, your kidneys, and even your pelvis area. So fatty, gooey plaque will damage your liver, cause nerve and muscle damage, and also can disease your heart muscle. So if you think, you know, your statin drugs are going to save you, I want you to think again, because according to Dr. Ron Rosedale and Dr. David Williams and Dr. George Mann of the Framington study, they say cholesterol levels promoted by medicine and pharmaceutical companies is pretty much a scam. They say you need some healthy cholesterol in your body and a healthy diet and lifestyle to process cholesterol and help maintain a good, healthy balance. Having no cholesterol or nearly no cholesterol is very detrimental to your health. Let's look at some of the unhealthy causes. I mean, you mentioned modern lifestyle, but the other thing is inactivity and eating a lot of processed foods. That will lead you down the road to arterial sclerosis. And arterial sclerosis is really where you get that plaque, and then the veins and arteries, they lose their elasticity. They get rigid and hard. So things that contribute to that are going to be also smoking, and sometimes heredity can contribute to it. But you got to think about this. The family tree, check out the family tree and see who had this issue. And then, you know, we tend to eat and live like our relatives before us. So maybe we need to change some lifestyle habits. So if you're eating convenience foods, you know, fast foods, overly processed foods with lots of white flour and salt and sugar and processed oils, and also baked goods and desserts and snack crackers, they're the worst, fried foods, anything processed with animal foods are going to have those trans fats that lead to those clogged arteries. So this includes even your processed dairy products like yogurt, milk, and cheese. All cheese, actually, 10 times the concentration of milk. Very bad for you. Ice cream, non-dairy creamers, ugh. And, of course, anything that resembles that you would be eating that product is really essentially you nursing off of a cow. Please don't do that. You will get more calcium from oranges, leafy green vegetables. And why is that? Because, like I've said forever, is the body's kind of picky about calcium. It likes it in a 2-to-1 ratio. It has to have mineral, magnesium, boron, and magnesium and boron minerals as an uptake requirement for calcium. It has to be 2 parts calcium to those other minerals. So You're going to find that in your vegetables and fruits and some herbs. And so when you get it in that ratio, body's very easily able to utilize it, absorb it, put it in strong bones, muscle, connective tissue, and also to help keep those arteries and veins flexible and not hard and rigid. So that's real, real important. Because if you're counting on the milk mustache, your dairy products, to save you from osteoporosis and stuff, you're mistaken. Because your body may absorb 17% of the calcium out of those products because it doesn't have the other uptake requirements. And then when it does absorb it, it may not get it to bone and muscle and connective tissue. You may get bone spurs or gallstones from it. So you want to be smart about where you're getting your calcium, and it's not from a cow. Okay? No, not there. All righty. So if you're looking for some natural calcium herbal products, the folks at Apothecary Herbs can hook you up. They have a liquid formula, very concentrated, so you don't have to take it every day, maybe every other day. And you will have strong, healthy bones and no osteoporosis because God's herbs are good. Well, let's talk about foods here. To help you fight and reduce plaque, you can do that naturally. You don't need a doctor's approval, a prescription, a copay, an insurance card. No appointment necessary. All you got to do is put more fruits and vegetables into your diet, and you are going to reduce the amount of plaque. So the enzymes and fiber in these foods will fight and combat the formation of plaque. So the nutrition in unprocessed foods will lower the lipoproteins, which are responsible for that bad LDL cholesterol and the triglycerides that help build plaque. So this is a plaque fighter right there. Green leafy vegetables and fruits are going to help you out. Well, let's look at some specific foods that your body may want to use for that healthy balance and lowering the bad cholesterol and prevent that formation of plaque. Here's some olive oil. No trans fats or saturated fats. I know some people love coconut oil. That's fine. Olive oil is very nice for cooking. It resists breaking down under higher heat, so I like olive oil. Cayenne pepper. Now, this is the real hot one, you know, a little hotter than the habanero or a jalapeno, African bird. If that's too hot, you can use the jalapeno and habanero pepper. Also, garlic. They say 4 cloves of garlic a day strengthens you and your immune system on a cellular level, as well as to help lower the bad cholesterol. And what other fruits and vegetables and things that you can tap into that are natural, hopefully non-genetically modified? Grapes, they say. Lots of lutein to relax your arteries, to reduce that inflammation and help reverse plaque buildup. Also, we mentioned in the Quack Report, cherries. Yeah, 17 water-soluble pigment compounds called anthocyanins that clear plaque from the arteries. So go out there and get some cherries. Cherries. Bitter ones, you know, real tart ones. You know, they're really wonderful. Strawberries also contain some antioxidants and vitamins like C and E, and ellagic acid and various carotenoids there for you. To lower cholesterol by about 10%, they say. Apples and grapefruit also on the list. Lots of pectin to lower cholesterol to slow the progression of arterial sclerosis. Also, they all have added potassium and magnesium and quercetin to help balance the blood pressure. So Red Delicious and Granny Smith apples are going to be really rich in the phenols, which are going to help you out there. Sweet potatoes are also on the list. They're going to help the arteries stay clear. It lowers cholesterol. So sweet potatoes. Just don't put a lot of sugar on it and marshmallows or whatever it is they do. Green tea is on the list. Lots of antioxidants, the polyphenols and flavonoids in green tea. And hawthorn berries. Oh, I love hawthorn berries. They're on top of my heart herb list. I love them. They'll protect the blood vessels and restore elasticity to them to help prevent plaque from sticking. Also, getting to the fish area, salmon with the omega-3 fatty acids will make the blood less sticky and heavy and laden down with fat and cholesterol. So eating salmon will help, you know, lighten up that blood, not be so heavy. You know, your blood's supposed to be the consistency of water, not molasses, okay? Dairy products will make your blood thick, like pudding. Please don't do that. All right, spinach on the list helps prevent cholesterol from oxidizing and clogging the arteries. So spinach. And tomatoes, the carotenoid lycopene, it's an antioxidant, cuts the risk of arterial sclerosis by 50%. Tomatoes. Garbanzo beans, they have some water-soluble fiber, insoluble fiber, so they're going to remove bad cholesterol and bile. That will help right there to help go a long way preventing heart disease. So garbanzo beans, throw them on the spinach. Also, alfalfa contains a long list of nutrition, including saponin glycosides to protect you against plaque formation. So, alfalfa. And then getting to some other herbs, Siberian ginseng. They did some studies in the 60s. The Soviet Union did some studies, and they showed that ginseng will improve those that have high blood pressure, rheumatic heart disease, and diabetes and arterial sclerosis. So Siberian ginseng. Onion is also on the list. Lowers the blood lipid cholesterol and reduces your blood pressure. So onion is cousin to the garlic, and garlic is a natural blood thinner. And lastly on my list is Celtic sea salt, because of the micro minerals in the salt that haven't been, you know, processed out. These are the cardiovascular minerals your whole heart system needs, and prohibits plaque buildup on the arteries and veins. Helps clear away plaque too if you already have some. So you don't want to go crazy with salt. Actually, you'll use a third less salt when you get the right kind, the organic kind, the sun-dried kind. So if you're looking for some really good salt that's gray, not white, call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They have that along with Siberian ginseng. They have alfalfa in their Body Foundation food mix. They have the hawthorn berries. They have the heart formulas with garlic. So they have lots of tools for you. And the cayenne pepper, of course, the really hot kind. And that's going to just, you know, go a long way at getting you back on track. So you can check them out at thepowerherbs.com. So you can power up with those herbal concentrates. And protect your liver with some milk thistle if you're interested in organ cleansing, which goes a long way to when you want to correct imbalances, get those toxins out. And we live in such a toxic age. It's going to be more important than ever for you to learn and do on an annual basis, semi-annual basis, even quarterly basis for some of you out there. The organ cleansing to purge the body of toxins, to lift the burden, and hopefully you won't need any of those replacement body parts we talked about in the first segment. All right, going to talk about clover, red clover, actually. You know, as kids, you know, we saw a bunch of that clover in the yard. Right now it's kind of, you know, whitish and green in our lawns here and across America. And, you know, sometimes we'd see, you know, little bees on the clover, and we'd step on them in our bare feet and get stung. But according to legend, the clover leaf represents hope and faith and love and luck. Three-leaf shamrock clover is a symbol of St. Patrick's Day, supposedly represents the Holy Trinity. There are about 10,000 three-leaf clovers for every four-leaf clover you find. So clover can have more than four leaves, and the most that they ever recorded finding was a 21 leafets on a clover. So now we're told that the clover with four leaves would bring us good luck, but in reality, it's the three-leaf red clover that offers our human bodies more than luck, okay? It really offers us a powerful healing. Let's look at the clover, because when I talk about red clover, It has a very long history of medicinal use. pharmaceutical companies would be so jealous of the track record of red clover. It's one of the oldest agricultural crops, and it has at least a 100-year-old track record for treating cancer. Did you know that? Mm-hmm. And this is a somewhat controversial health. You know, the health authorities don't want you to know this stuff. And you're not supposed to say treat or cure or anything like that. But, you know, ask the Greeks and ask the Romans back in time, even the Celts, and they'll tell you red clover has not only a long religious history, but a long medicinal history. So the Romans, they like to use three-leaf clover because it was a symbol of the Trinity. The Irish made the three-leaf clover their shamrock symbol and later became a model for the suit of clubs on your deck of playing cards. And then in the Middle Ages, red clover was used by the occult and mystical folks for charms. And then even the church used it to ward off witchcraft. So red clover has a history. And the blossoms on red clover were used by the Chinese for medicine to make herbal expectorants, so for coughs and congestion. Now, Russians, they have some folk medicine that lists red clover as a treatment for asthma. Now, red clover has been used by many cultures all over the world for topical salves, for skin sores, and even for eye infections. But down through the centuries, red clover gained other uses, like for inflammation, as a diuretic, as a sedative, and even cough suppressant, and also, as I mentioned, for cancer. Well, let's talk about what the allopathic medicine folks say about your red clover. Well, in the 19th century, the naturopaths, they adopted red clover to use against the pertussis whooping cough virus. So red clover seemed to have the ability to soothe, and it was also listed in the King's American Dispensary of 1898. So the clover was listed as an expectorant herb, and it was used for congestive-type conditions like coughs, bronchitis, and even tuberculosis. So the naturopaths endorsed red clover as an effective agent against the spread even of cancer. So red clover was an ingredient in the famous Henry Hoxie's cancer treatment. Later, in the 20th century, red clover was a popular ingredient in the patented medicines called Trimolium compounds. They were used to treat skin diseases like syphilis and TB. So red clover remained in the national formulary, which was a pharmacist reference, up until 1946. So it's a wonder that it was listed there, because the American Medical Association, that council decided that red clover had no medicinal properties whatsoever way back in 1912. So what are some of the modern uses for it today? Well, today, a lot of naturopaths will use red clover externally for the skin conditions. They'll use it on eczema and psoriasis. And if they use it internally, they'll use it for menopause and digestion or respiratory conditions. However, a few enlightened healers will use red clover as a blood purifier and to clear the blood of cancer cells. Well, what does the FDA have to say? Well, the FDA isn't really worried about red clover. They have red clover listed on their safe list with no side effects. And they claim red clover actually has no medicinal value, which in reality most likely means the opposite. So, but you're not supposed to know that. Well, let's look at some of the studies then. What in the world could red clover possibly do to benefit us? Well, it's just this little clover that messes up everybody's yard each spring and fall. You know, people want to get rid of it with Roundup. But researchers at the National Cancer Institute checked red clover out. And guess what? Red clover does have anti-tumor properties. Their report was published in the Journal of Natural Product, and Dr. Jonathan Hartwell conducted the research. And he was amazed to discover that red clover has been used by 33 different cultures for cancer, and this prompted his research. So Dr. Hartwell, he reported that red clover had 4 anti-tumor compounds and 2 photoestrogen compounds, which confirmed red clover's use for cancer and even menopause issues. And there's more. Red clover contains tocopherol, which is vitamin E, which is a powerful antioxidant to help prevent cancer or the spread of cancer and heart disease. But I want you to take note, red clover with its estrogen compounds should not be used if the type of cancer is an estrogen-dependent type of cancer. This can aggravate this type of cancer. So the isoflavonoid photoestrogen in the red clover helps reduce hot flashes and menopausal women. And the Australian people did a study. They tested red clover in 27 menopausal women, and it improved their arterial elasticity, and it suggested that red clover also can help prevent heart disease about 23%. So this finding is important since heart disease is the leading cause of death in postmenopausal women. Take note of that. Now here's the surprise study. They may not have known that herbs helped, but it didn't really matter to them. This study showed that red clover has some antibacterial properties that kill tuberculosis bacteria. The red flags that you should be concerned about when using red clover is this: if you have an estrogen-dependent cancerous tumor. Also use caution with red clover if you have thrombosis or inflammation of the blood vessels and blood clots. Also, if you have serious heart disease and stroke, because it's best to avoid using red clover if you're using estrogen birth control substances and other heart medicines. Another study that they used with mice found that red clover helped protect against gamma ray radiation. So it was most likely because of the antioxidant effect in it. So research is also confirming that it also has an absorption. It interferes with the absorption of iron. So if you're low in iron, you'll probably have to beef up your ferrous sulfate intake. So what can you expect if you're going to try to use red clover? Well, it does increase urine flow and mucus production as it cleanses the blood system. It can produce menstrual flow in women. Also, tannins in red clover are kind of an astringent effect, and they will settle your stomach. So if you have an upset stomach, there's a plus sign there. So if you're looking for some really fabulous red clover, it is in the blood cleanse formula the folks at Apothecary Herbs make, so you can check it out there. Of course, they do have a whole series of organ cleanses that you can look at, and also check out their healthy guidelines area online at thepowerherbs.com. It gives you a kind of highlight snippet information on the lowdown on organ cleansing and what you should do and look for immune boosting. So it kind of guides you, educates you, gives you tools and information so that you can be successful. So you can ask them at Apothecary Herbs, the organ cleansing and immune system experts, and that's what they specialize in for 13 years. So check it out, thepowerherbs.com, or simply give them a call and get a free product catalog at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. But if you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277, 704-885-0277, international line. And the website will also have a downloadable version of a PDF catalog if you want to do that. And if you're on the website, don't forget, sign up for the catalogs and also the newsletters. And that way you'll get some discount coupons that you can use towards your purchase of the Apothecary Herbs products. So check it out. Well, don't forget, coming up on the 13th, we're going to be talking with Dr. Paul Kinzinger, and he's got some natural solutions for nail fungus. Well, we're out of time. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before you use any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and until next time, I wish you all to be well.